Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. Well, if you missed the rivalry game between Prescott and Bradshaw last week, you missed a great matchup. If you did, don't worry, because today's show will break down what was an important win for Bradshaw Mountain High School. It was a game of halves, as the Bears scored all 21 of their points in the second half, as they earned the win over Prescott High School 21-13. The Prescott High School defense suffocated the Bears' offense in the first half, while the Badgers' offense put up 10 points in the opening 24 minutes of play on a 29-yard field goal from senior Jed Rummage in the first quarter and a 20-yard touchdown pass from Jackson Rice to Uriah Tenet in the second quarter with about a minute to go until the buzzer. Despite having a goose egg on the board at the half, Bradshaw Mountain wasn't worried. Here's head coach Bob Young.
Well, I was hoping we could eventually get rolling. We knew we could. It was just a matter of us going out, and we were making a lot of silly mistakes, and we just tidied it up. So, you know, we were confident even at halftime we'd come back.
Being a run-focused offense, the Bears needed better play from the line in the second half. Here's Young on that.
Well, I think our offensive line, we challenged because they were getting whooped the first half, and we got to run the ball, and they went out and executed.
Bradshaw Mountain finally broke through on their first possession of the second half as Gabriel Ricketts scored a 2-yard touchdown following a long run from Caden Martinez. That marked a big moment for Ricketts, as it was the 31st rushing touchdown for him wearing red and black, breaking the school record that was held by Dave Moran from 1992 to 1995, and Adam Beauchamp, who played in 2003 and 2005, that's according to Matt Showalter. Ricketts also had 164 yards rushing in the game, making the senior Bradshaw Mountain's all-time leader in rushing yards with 3,037, surpassing Michael Eikenberry, who had 3,028 yards from 2007 to 2009, also according to Showalter. After the Badgers extended the lead with another field goal from Rummage with about 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, this one from 34 yards away, the Bears responded again. Martinez gave Bradshaw Mountain their first lead with about 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter with a rushing touchdown. Martinez finished the night with 7 rushes for 61 yards and that touchdown. Here's what he had to say about Bradshaw Mountain's fight.
Doesn't matter what the deficit is. We don't care. Next play, that's all we're worried about. We're just dominant all the way up and down the field.
The Bears got some breathing room on their next time with the ball as Kylan Jackson broke free and ran it in 21 yards for a touchdown to give them that 21-13 lead with about 2 minutes left in regulation. Prescott High School, needing a touchdown and a successful 2-point conversion to tie the game, threatened Bradshaw Mountain in the final minute as the Badgers got to the 14-yard line of the Bears. But a turnover on downs would end the Prescott High School attack and the game. Here's what Young had to say about the important win.
I'm just real proud of our kids. We're down 10-0 at halftime, and Prescott was in control of the game, and we came out in the second half, we took it to them.
It's the third consecutive victory against Prescott for Bradshaw Mountain, having beat the Badgers 20-14 in overtime last season, as the Essaquam Videri 19 Cup stays in Prescott Valley. Here's Martinez on that.
We're going to keep the trophy for as long as we can. It's going to sit pretty up in the office.
It's an important win for Bradshaw Mountain in the region standings as they keep pace with Coconino and Lee Williams, both of which won on Friday night and are ahead of Bradshaw. The Bears improved to 6-2 overall and 2-1 in the region, while the Badgers fall to 3-5 overall and 1-2 in the region, currently sitting in fifth place. Bradshaw Mountain hosts Flagstaff on Friday at 7 p.m., while Prescott hits the road to play Coconino on the same day and time. As for Chino Valley, the Cougars football team struggled to a 67-0 defeat to Wickenburg on the road as they fall to 2-7 overall and 0-3 in the region. Their season comes to a close on the road Friday against the River Valley Dust Devils. River Valley is 6-3 overall and 2-1 in the region. The Dust Devils have lost 2 straight games. Fall sports are nearing their conclusion already, if you can believe it, so we'll get caught up with all Central Arizona sports with the whip around in just a second. But first, This show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give them a call to make sure everything is looking good and you are ready for the cold months ahead. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's recap other games around Central Arizona with the whip around. Keeping with the Chino Valley Cougars, the boys soccer team knocked Northland Prep out of the quarterfinals of the state playoffs with a 3-2 overtime win on Tuesday. They host Madison Highland at Chino Valley High School on Thursday at 6 p.m. A win would put them into the championship game again as they look to repeat as champions. That game would take place on Saturday at Westwood High School in Mesa at 6:15 p.m. The girls' volleyball team ended the season with a 3-0 loss to Scottsdale Christian on the road Wednesday night as they had a 3-16 overall record and went 2-10 in the region this season. On to Prescott High School as the number 2-seeded badminton team keeps rolling through the Division II team championship bracket, beating number 15-seed Saguaro 5-1 on Monday in round 1 and number 10-seed Mesquite 5-2 on Tuesday in the quarterfinals. The Badgers host number 3-seed Chaparral on Thursday at 4 p.m. for a spot in the state championship at Desert Vista High School on Saturday at 10 a.m. Meanwhile, Riley Crockett was crowned state champion of the Division II singles. The Badgers boys golf team is also bringing another championship to Prescott High School as they repeated as Section 7 champions for the third straight season. They finished with an all-time school record low scoring differential of 1.6. Next up is a run at the state title next week. The girls' volleyball team, meanwhile, fell to Bradshaw Mountain 3-2 on Monday and Flagstaff 3-0 on Tuesday as they dropped to 8-8 overall and 6-5 in the region. They finished the regular season hosting Mingus on Thursday at 6 p.m. As for Bradshaw Mountain girls' volleyball, in addition to that win against rival Prescott, the Bears also beat Coconino 3-1 on Tuesday to improve to 11-5 overall and 9-2 in the region. Good for second place. They finished the regular season hosting Lee Williams on Thursday at 6 p.m. On to collegiate sports as the Embry-Riddle men's soccer team shut out Soka at home on Saturday 4-0 and improved to 10-5-1 overall and 8-2-1 in the conference. Lucas Garcia led the team with 2 goals. The team finishes the regular season on the road against Park Gilbert on Thursday. The women's soccer team also beat Soka on Saturday 3-0 for their third win in a row and the ninth victory out of their last 10 games. The Eagles are 11-2-2 overall and 9-0-1 in the conference. They also finished the regular season with a road game against Park Gilbert on Thursday. The women's volleyball team went 1-1 last week, beating Providence Christian 3-0 but losing to St. Catherine 3-0 as they are 16-8 overall and 12-3 in the conference. Up next are road games against UC Merced on Thursday, Simpson on Friday, and Pacific Union on Saturday. The women's basketball team gets their season started on the road Saturday against Arizona Christian. On to Yavapai College as the men's soccer team, after finishing 8-5 overall and 7-4 in the conference, plays number 1 ranked Arizona Western for the NJCAA Division 1 Region 1 Championship in Yuma on Saturday at 7 p.m. Finally, the volleyball team lost to Central Arizona 3-2 on Friday and 3-0 to Eastern Arizona on Wednesday and are 7-14 overall and 2-10 in the conference. They finished the season at home on Friday against South Mountain. Game time is 7 p.m. Now you're all caught up, as that does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talkin' Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week as the conclusion of fall sports nears. Go D-backs!